arts and cultural communities in Nelson are celebrating this week after Nelson City Council voted unanimously on Tuesday night to lease the Kootenay Studio Arts Building at 606 Victoria Street to the nonprofit Nelson Community Land Trust. Under the new agreement, which will take effect by January 1st, 2027, the building will become a community arts hub, rebranded as the 606 Arts Space. The facility will be home to multiple arts organizations and will house studio spaces where artists and artisans will continue offering educational programming and do their own creative work as well. Kaylee Linz is one of the co-chairs of the working group that has been leading the charge to retain the building for use by Nelson's arts and cultural community. She says this will create new opportunities for artists in the city.
And one of the reasons why this is so critical is KSA has been churning out graduates from ceramics and fiber and metal, and they haven't had anywhere to go and to continue practicing, specifically here in Nelson. So this is a really great opportunity to keep those artists and artisans in the area. I think it'll be a real boon to cultural employment.
The future of the building had been in question after Selkirk College announced last fall that it would be shutting down its Kootenay Studio Arts program and ending its lease at the end of 2026. That's when the working group stepped in to find a community-based solution. Along the way, they joined forces with the Community Land Trust, a nonprofit that aims to bring land and buildings in Nelson into community ownership and create affordable spaces for artists, entrepreneurs, and community organizations. Land Trust co-founder and board member Matt Wynn explains.
It's like a really interesting model for sort of democratizing property ownership. What you're doing basically is you're bringing buildings back into public ownership. So it's like we're bringing the ownership of the building back to people rather than being in private hands.
For now, the Land Trust will lease the building from the city under an agreement that sees rent payments waived for the first 2 years while the group works to establish the Arts Hub. The Land Trust takes over management of the facility, including liability, as well as operating and maintenance costs during that period. The city has agreed to fund up to $150,000 of required capital upgrades. The Land Trust plans to secure grants to help offset those costs and would ultimately have first right of refusal to purchase the building after the initial 2 year period is up. Wynn says the group's preference would be to buy the facility from the city at that time.
It's a vulnerable time for the art school, transitioning from being in Selkirk to going on their own. So there's a lot to do, but if we can make it all work, if things go according to plan, then that's what I think all of us would like to see, yeah.
Part of making the numbers work is keeping the educational programs going now that they are no longer part of Selkirk College. Lynn says key members of the working group have already been taking major steps to make that happen.
The KSA folks, so the existing instructors, largely those who are involved with ceramics at the moment, they basically reinvigorated a society called the Kootenay School of the Arts Society. And so they are working on some fundraising efforts. They're working on a student recruitment right now. You also have the Blackbird Arts Society, who is continuing the educational programming in metal. At least within ceramics and metal, we have standalone nonprofits who are prepared to continue that educational development.
As for the city, Nelson's mayor, Janice Morrison, noted in a statement that the agreement is yet another example of Nelson's creative energy and community spirit. As it has many times before, she said, the community has come together to find creative solutions and support the arts sector. There is strong interest in preserving 606 Victoria Street as a vibrant arts and cultural space, and we wish the Land Trust all the best going forward. For the Local Journalism Initiative with Kootenay Co-op Radio News, I'm Jamie Frederick.